Today from the Ohio Newsroom, rural police departments partnering with ICE.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice helps bring clarity to complexity, because money doesn't come with instructions. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR.
I'm Claire Roth. Small villages with tiny populations are entering into partnerships with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. These small-town police departments have signed agreements with federal enforcement despite their shrinking police rosters. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford has been talking with some of those police chiefs that have inked the agreements, and she joins us now. Hi, Kendall.
Hello.
Remind us, what are these Task Force Model 287G agreements?
At their most basic level, these agreements allow police departments to enforce federal immigration law. So we can look at Peebles Police Department in Adams County, for example. Their contracts with DHS allow two of their officers to interrogate any person believed to not have citizenship, arrest those without citizenship on traffic stops, and to detain and transport arrested people to detention facilities for ICE. That contract lasts 2 years. And in this particular case, there are limits to their power. Peebles officers can't carry out federal arrest warrants or ask a jail to hold someone for extra time for immigration. That all still has to come from ICE.
These departments are pretty small. They average 2 full-time officers each. How do they have the time to help ICE? What are they doing?
Yeah, Gratis Police Department recently made headlines for conducting wellness checks at Cincinnati Public Schools. That's well out of the Preble County Department's jurisdiction. The police chief, Tanina Lamana, alleged it was on behalf of ICE. Lamana was placed on leave, and the program has been put on suspension, according to reporting from WVXU. But when you look closer at these other departments, the answer is not a whole lot. I spoke with police chiefs from Spencer and Medina County and Aberdeen and Brown County. They told me that they signed the contract, but ultimately they have not activated these agreements, citing manpower issues. And around half of the 10 or so chiefs that signed or initiated these agreements are no longer with the department. They've left, resigned, or been placed on leave. That includes Brian Perry. He's the police chief of Sardinia and Russellville, villages that both have memorandum of agreements with ICE. He was placed on administrative leave alongside the entire Sardinia Police Department in late March. He's being investigated for alleged misconduct, including racial profiling.
Given that they're not doing much and these manpower issues, why did these departments sign the agreements in the first place?
Well, last fall, there was a big federal push to get more departments on board, and some pretty big financial incentives went alongside it. These departments can get $7,500 for equipment per trained officer, $100,000 for new vehicles, and full salaries and benefits reimbursed for participating officers. It's unclear whether this kind of money has made it to Ohio's departments yet. I filed open records requests for these departments' financial records with ICE. I'm still waiting on some, but several have responded saying, since, again, they're not even really participating, they haven't got paid. Gratis also said they had no records of any financial payments from ICE.
A lot of these jurisdictions you've been looking at, they have populations of about 1,000 people. Do we know if there are a lot of undocumented immigrants in these areas?
Combined altogether, these villages have a population of less than 12,000 people. And if you zoom in on Brown County, for example, where 4 of these departments are, the 2020 census estimates that the foreign-born population, which includes green card holders, is at less than 1% of the 44,000 residents in the county. So it's safe to say there's probably not a lot.
Kendall Crawford, reporter with the Ohio Newsroom, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.